Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Nowhere to Run by CJ. Box is the 10th installment in the Joe Pickett series, a modern Western mystery and thriller centered on a Wyoming game warden whose job places him at the seam between wilderness, private property, and human conflict. The novel is set largely around Bags, a remote southern Wyoming town, where Joe is finishing a temporary assignment and expecting to return to his old district and family life. Instead, troubling reports pull him back into the backcountry, vandalized camps, butchered game, and the disappearance of a talented young female runner. Box uses the investigation to build suspense while keeping the story grounded in the practical realities of rural law enforcement and the harsh logistics of working far from help. As in other Joe Pickett novels, the narrative emphasizes moral pressure and consequence, what it costs to do the right thing when rules, community loyalties, and personal safety collide in an unforgiving landscape. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a remote assignment that becomes a crucible for duty, a defining element of Nowhere to Run, is its premise of transition. Joe Pickett is near the end of a temporary posting in Bags. That setup is not just background, it shapes every decision he makes. Joe is positioned at a moment when a rational person might keep his head down, finish the week, and move on. Yet the escalating incidents in the mountains demand attention, and his professional identity does not allow him to walk away. Box uses this tension to explore a familiar but potent dilemma for series protagonists, the conflict between personal relief and public responsibility. The story highlights how game warden work can quickly shift from routine enforcement into high-stakes danger, especially in remote terrain where jurisdictional lines blur and response time stretch. This also reinforces a core Joe Pickett trait across the series. He is not drawn as an unstoppable action hero, but as a conscientious officer who keeps showing up because he believes the job matters. The result is suspense rooted in character, not just plot mechanics. Secondly, wilderness crime and the human impact of violating the land, the novel builds its mystery through a series of unsettling disturbances in the backcountry, including looted camps, slash tents, and illegally butchered elk. These are not treated as minor annoyances. In a place like Wyoming, such acts signal intent, capability, and disregard for both law and life. Box frames these incidents as a kind of message written on the landscape, forcing Joe to interpret what the pattern means and who benefits from it. The focus on wildlife and outdoor spaces also distinguishes the book within the broader thriller field. The violence is not limited to people. It extends to animals and to the norms that allow hunters, hikers, and locals to coexist with the land. By using game crimes and wilderness vandalism as catalysts, Box underscores the theme that nature is not merely scenery, but a contested domain. The investigation becomes a way to examine how greed, resentment, or desperation can express itself through damage to shared spaces. This approach also lends realism to Joe work, where crimes against wildlife often connect to broader wrongdoing. The wilderness becomes both evidence and trap, amplifying danger as the story progresses. Thirdly, the missing runner and the urgency of time and exposure. A key thread in Nowhere to Run is the disappearance of a young female runner described as an Olympic hopeful. Her absence raises the stakes beyond property crime or poaching, pushing Joe into a search that carries an inherent deadline. In the mountains, time is not an abstract pressure. Weather, terrain, injury risk, and isolation can turn hours into the difference between rescue and tragedy. Box uses that reality to create urgency without relying on implausible devices. The missing person element also widens the book's emotional range. It brings fear, community anxiety, and moral weight into the investigation, emphasizing what is truly at risk when law enforcement hesitates. Importantly, the runner plotline fits the series pattern of Joe confronting problems that no one else is positioned to solve quickly. In rural settings, the game warden may be the only trained authority nearby, even when the situation expands beyond typical wildlife enforcement. This forces Joe into the uncomfortable role of first responder and investigator at once. The result is a thriller structure that feels grounded in place. The landscape determines what is possible, what is delayed, and what must be done immediately. Fourthly, integrity under pressure, courage, compassion, and culpability. Reviewers often point to the book's emphasis on courage and compassion alongside culpability. And those ideas fit the narrative shape of a Joe Pickett story. Joe is repeatedly placed in situations where easy answers are unavailable and where any choice carries consequences. Courage in this context is not only physical, it is also the willingness to keep asking questions, to confront people who would rather the truth stay buried, and to accept personal cost for professional integrity. Compassion emerges as Joe responds to victims and vulnerable people not as plot pieces but as lives affected by decisions made in the shadows. Culpability broadens the moral frame further, suggesting that harm often involves more than a single obvious villain. In communities where everyone knows everyone, accountability can be diffused, silence, fear, and loyalty can enable wrongdoing. Box explores that complexity without turning the novel into a lecture, using suspense and conflict to show how ethical compromises accumulate. This moral dimension is one reason the series resonates with readers who want more than procedural puzzle solving. The thriller engine is powered by Joe's character, especially his refusal to abandon the principles that define him, even when those principles make him a target. Lastly, a strong sense of place in the modern Western thriller tradition. Nowhere to Run stands out within contemporary crime fiction through its strong Wyoming setting and its integration of Western atmosphere into a modern thriller framework. Bags and the surrounding mountains are not generic backdrops, they influence behavior, social dynamics, and the risks Joe faces. Remote roads, wide open spaces, and a culture shaped by land use and property values create an environment where conflicts can escalate away from public view. Box writing is frequently praised for making readers feel the harsh beauty and danger of the region, and that sense of place becomes a narrative tool isolation limits help. Weather and terrain intensify peril, and local politics can be as threatening as any armed adversary. The Western element also appears in the book's attention to self-reliance and the uneasy relationship between government authority and individual autonomy. Joe, as a game warden, embodies that tension. He must enforce law in communities that may resist oversight, while also respecting the realities of rural life. By combining these elements with a tightly paced mystery, Box delivers a novel that satisfies thriller expectations while remaining distinctly regional, a hallmark of the best modern Western crime fiction. In conclusion, Nowhere to Run is best suited to readers who like mysteries and thrillers with a strong regional identity, especially those drawn to contemporary Western crime fiction and stories where the natural world is integral to the plot. Fans of the Joe Pickett series will find it compelling because it continues to develop Joe as a principled but pressured protagonist, and because it places him in a remote assignment where small incidents quickly reveal deeper danger. Newcomers can also engage with it as a standalone investigation, since the immediate stakes are clear disturbing wilderness crimes and a missing young athlete in unforgiving terrain. The main benefits of the book are its blend of suspense with moral texture and its realistic feel for rural law enforcement constraints, where distance, limited resources, and community loyalties complicate every move. Compared with more urban or purely procedural thrillers, it stands out for its integration of wildlife and land-based conflict, and for its sense of place that shapes both atmosphere and plot. In the modern Western thriller category, Box distinguishes himself by making integrity and consequence central to the action, delivering a story that is exciting while still attentive to ethical complexity. If you would like to support CJ Box, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.